was adobe at all common around here?
Yes, it was way back yon. Then further on west is more than it was here. There's some in this country. But further west, it was more adobes than it is here.
No, I was talking about the side of your house. What did you call the top part that was covered to keep out the rain?
Well, that'd be the roof.
And did you have anything along the edges of the roof to carry the water off?
No. Now, sometimes they did. If you didn't have soft water, they'd have some drains around that and drain that into what they'd call a cistern and catch all that rainwater. Keep that for drinking and washing purposes.
Mm-hmm. And the part where your roof came together like that, if you had...
Well, you had, yeah, you'd have, what did you call those? Gutters.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special terms for the outdoor toilet?
No.
A thing that's fading away.
Yeah. Seemed like we used to have a nickname for it, but I've forgotten what it was.
I heard a man once who called that the Stinkin' Tom. He was talking about a cyclone that came through, and he said, and blew my Stinkin' Tom right over.
Some of them would call it privies, and that is a more popular name, I guess, than anything else.
Where'd that go? What buildings did you have around?
Well, we had a big barn. It had a two-story barn. It is about 60 by 100, I guess. And we had stalls on each side of that barn. One side was for the milk cows, another was for the saddle horses. And then when they had that big loft up there, we put up bundle feed for winter. Then we had on the shed on the ditch, added to it on one side for the buggy and wagon, things like that. Keep them out of the sun.
Now, was this shed enclosed?
No, it was on all but one end where you drive in. One end was open.
You didn't raise corn?
No, we didn't raise corn. We raised lots of mala maize and capricorn.
Did you store that? Did you store that or ship it right out?
No, we put it in bundles and fed it to the cattle. No, we didn't ship out. About the only thing they ever shipped out of this country is wheat and oats. We never did raise it in wheat and oats.
Where did you keep these bundles?
Well, we'd put them in stacks. We'd have stack lots out of our barns and put them in stacks. We'd take a stretch of wire, maybe 150 feet long, and then put bundles up on each both sides, sort of an A shape on that wire. Mm-hmm. Leave an opening under that so the air could circulate and keep from spoiling.
Now, how many bundles did you put in this? Just one here and one here and one and one?
Or yeah, well, we might make them five or six deep.
Did you do that with your hay?
Well, we didn't have it. We never raised any hay.
So you didn't stack that at all, huh?
No, we didn't.
Well, was much corn raised, or is it now? And if it is, where is it put?
In much what?
Corn.
Well, there's not much corn raised in this country. This is not a corn country. It's more of a grain country. And over in eastern Oklahoma, you'll find lots of corn. But it's a little too drought out here. You don't have enough rain for corn. Sometimes you can have a fair corn crop. If you make 25 or 30 bushels there, you'd think you had a big corn crop. But there's very little corn raised in this section. Never was.
My father-in-law is from